It's time to drop the puck on the Sports Trivia Face-Off. That's right. You have downloaded Season 2, Episode 7 of the Sports Trivia Face-Off. I am Brent. I am flying solo today. Aaron will not be with us. And I am joined here by Mike and Mark. They are our guests today. Mike, would you tell us a little bit about yourself, please?
Sure. My name is Mike. I'm from Metuchen, New Jersey. I'm a private wealth manager, full-time, and a part-time poker player. And, you know, I root for all, growing up in this area my entire life, living here, I root for all the home teams, no matter how controversial that may be. I don't choose sides, so I can be a Mets, Yankees, Jets, Giants fan. And whoever's on my fantasy football team, or since we just got sports wagering legalized here in my state, whoever I happen to pick that certain day.
Uh-huh.
So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
All right, excellent. And this is your second time with us, I believe? Second or third?
I believe third.
Excellent. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And Mark, you appeared with us not too long ago, and you are back for another go-round. Tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
Yeah, my name is Mark. I live in Barrington, New Hampshire. I'm a fan of the world champion New England Patriots and all the other.
Okay,
we did it again, Brent. Come on. All the other New England sports teams. Big sports fan my whole life. Yes, I was just on the show a couple weeks ago. Glad to be back and looking forward to playing against Mike.
All righty. Before we get started, let's remind everybody of the rules. Here are the rules for the Sports Trivia Face-Off. Each player will get a chance to answer 5 questions in a category they choose. If they answer correctly, they get 10 points. If not, their opponent can answer on the rebound for 5 points. Twice per game, a player may challenge his opponent to answer a question first for 10 points, but the opponent can answer correctly for 15 points. 2 intermission questions are worth up to 20 points, and we will explain the shootout once we get there. Now that we know how to play the game, it's time to select who picks first. And remember, we have a new wrinkle to the rule. The winner of the coin toss can hear the categories in round 1 in the first period and elect to either play them or defer to the second period. Mike, I'm going to let you call the coin. Would you like heads or tails?
Tails never fails.
Oh, yes, it does.
Hey, Google, flip a coin.
Okay. It's tails.
Aha, tails did not fail him this time.
Yep.
So, Mike, you have the option in the first period. We will see who has the option in the second period, and whoever trails goes first in the third period. Your categories are: this round is not brought to you by Pepto-Bismol, time to face the music, or I only answer these questions correctly periodically.
Oh, you know, watching football, everyone seems to defer these days, it seems like, so I'll defer. See how that works out for me.
All righty, Mark, you have your choice between those 3 categories.
Super. Boy, I have no idea what any of these could be about. I am just going to go with the last one, periodically.
Periodically. These are 5 questions about sports, magazines, and periodicals.
Oh, boy.
Number 1, what decade saw the debut issue of ESPN the magazine published?
I think it was the 1990s.
That is correct for 10 points. It debuted in 1998. Featured Kobe Bryant, Eric Lindros, Cordell Stewart, and Alex Rodriguez.
I think I got a subscription for Christmas that year.
Oh, did you?
One of my family members, yeah. That was a good magazine. Cool.
Number 2, first published in 1922, what boxing magazine has long been one of the most respected sources for ranking boxers since there are like a million different organizations nowadays?
All I'm thinking can think of is Top Rank. So that's what I'm going to go with.
Top Rank is incorrect, Mike.
Well, I only know of one, so by default, I'll have to go with Ring.
The Ring is correct for a 5-point rebound. Right. Very well done. Back to you, Mark, for number 3. The first issue of Sports Illustrated debuted in 1954 and had what Milwaukee Brave on the cover, hitting what may have been one of his 512 career home runs?
Oh, boy. 1954, Milwaukee Braves, 512 home runs. I know it's not Hank Aaron. Oh, boy. 54. No, he didn't have more than 500 home runs. Old guy, homers, 54. I don't know. I'm going to say, I don't even know if he played for the Braves. I think he did. Eddie Matthews?
Eddie Matthews is a good guess. Correct. Nice pull.
Oh, wow.
10 point.
Very good.
Number four, Larry Johnson appeared on the cover of the first issue of what magazine in 1994, whose cover page also references Shaq, David Robinson, Patrick Ewing, and Charles Barkley.
Huh. I have no idea. I'm going to challenge Mike.
Mike, you have been challenged.
Probably been a challenge, but.
That's a good challenge. I'm going to have to take a guess, which I'm pretty sure is incorrect. I'll just say the National.
The National is incorrect. The correct answer is Slam.
Huh. I was thinking it was most of those guys were centers, or, you know, or I guess Joey Johnson is power forward, but it's like, okay. Yeah, I feel like I've heard of it, but I don't think I've ever read a single issue.
Well, yeah, well, basketball isn't my thing, so I'm pretty sure I haven't read it.
Me neither.
Mark, that was a good challenge. You keep your 10 points for number four, and here is number five. Often abbreviated THN, what is North America's foremost ice hockey magazine with over 225,000 readers per issue in print and over 2 million readers on their website?
I had a subscription to this magazine when I was in grade school. It's the Hockey News.
The Hockey News is correct for another 10 points. You did very well in that category, getting 4 out of the 5. And, Mike, we are to you. You have your choice between this round is not brought to you by Pepto-Bismol or time to face the music.
I'll take the Pepto-Bismol.
This round is not brought to you by Pepto-Bismol. These are 5 questions about upsets. Number one, in 1999, what did Sports Illustrated deem the greatest sports moment of the 20th century?
I will say the Miracle on Ice.
That is correct for 10 points. I remember it well because sure. I'm an old fart.
Well, I guess that makes me one, too. I remember where I was that day, and, you know, the game was on in the morning, if I remember correct. Oh, no, that was the finals. The Miracle on Ice, the actual – yeah, it was tape delayed because they wanted to show it in prime time. I think the game started around 4:30 in the afternoon. And in those days, you could try to avoid, you know, no internet, but my my best friend's sister ruined the surprise. She found out what had happened and knew we didn't want to know. So being 11 years old, she told us the final.
Oh, no.
She told us what had happened.
Yeah. No. That is a major sports foul. Number two, UMBC's defeat of Virginia in the NCAA basketball tournament last year was big news, but it wasn't unfamiliar territory for the Cavaliers. In 1982, what Hawaiian college in the NIIA defeated the number one ranked Cavs in what was formerly considered the biggest upset in college basketball history?
I think I know this one. I can pronounce it. I can't spell it. I'll go with Chaminade.
Chaminade is correct for 10 points. The Chaminade Silver Swords, which is one of the few mascots you'll find that's named after a plant.
They're named after a plant. Silver Swords.
Number three. Though technically not an upset because he was unseeded, who was ousted from the first round of this year's Australian Open by 22nd-ranked Roberto Bautista Agut?
You know what? My current events aren't strong, but my instincts are telling me to say Roger Federer.
Roger Federer is incorrect. Mark?
I think, and I only remember because he's retiring this year, I think it was Andy Murray.
Andy Murray is correct for a 5-point rebound. Very well done.
Very nice.
Yeah, I couldn't think of it. I'm like, it's got to be a big name who's not seeded. And Murray was hurt last year for a while. So that was all I had.
Right. Number four. The U.S. men's national soccer team failed to qualify for the 2018 FIFA World Cup after an embarrassing 2-1 loss against what Caribbean nation? That is to Mike.
I do remember hearing about this. Let's see. Caribbean. I'm going to challenge. I just don't remember.
Mark, you have been challenged.
So there was many embarrassing losses during this qualifying run. But the embarrassing loss you're referring to is to Trinidad and Tobago.
That is correct for a 15-point failed challenge.
Very nice.
Number five. What American man shocked the world when he ended Russian wrestler Alexander Karelin's 13-year undefeated streak when he won gold at the Sydney Olympics?
Let's see. Can't remember. Is this his first name or last name? Let's see. I'll say Ruland.
Ruland is incorrect, Mark.
It's close to his first name, and I wouldn't have remembered it if you hadn't have said that. It's something. His last name is Gardner, though.
That's correct for a 5-point rebound.
Nice.
Ruland Gardner. After the first period, Mark, you have a 65-25 lead over Mike. Still plenty of game to play, as we are required by law to say at this point in the proceedings. And that takes us to our first intermission question, which is the country of origin for athletes. I'm going to give you an athlete, and you need to tell me the country that athlete is from.
All right.
Number one, tennis player Kevin Anderson. Number two, golfer Vijay Singh. Number three, sprinter Shelley Ann Fraser Price. And number four, soccer player Fernando Torres. And while these guys think about that, here's a couple of ads for you to listen to. If you enjoy the Sports Trivia Face-Off, please consider contributing on Patreon at patreon.com/sportstriviafaceoff. And if you're already a contributor, thanks. These guys are back relatively quickly with their answers for the country of origin of these athletes. Let's start with Mike. Number one, tennis player Kevin Anderson.
I went with the United States.
And Mark?
I have never heard of Kevin Anderson. I went with Australia.
Neither player is correct there. The answer is South Africa. Number two, Mark, golfer Vijay Singh.
He is from Fiji.
And Mike?
I agree, Fiji.
Fiji is correct. 5 points to the both of you. Number three, sprinter Shelley Ann Fraser Price. Mike?
Shot in the dark, I went with Great Britain.
And Mark?
She is from Jamaica.
She is indeed from Jamaica. Very well done, Mark, for 5 points. And Mark, soccer player Fernando Torres.
Pretty sure he's from Spain.
And Mike?
That's what I wrote down too, Spain.
Spain is correct. 5 points for the both of you. Mark, you picked up 15 in that round. Mike, you picked up 10. Our score is now 80 for Mark and 35 for Mike. And that takes us to the second period, where Mike, you have the choice between these categories. Very presidential, a baseball helmet full of nachos, or kick out the jams.
I'll go with the baseball reference.
A baseball helmet full of nachos. These are five questions about sports and food.
Okay.
I should do well.
Number one, if you don't want a kitschy novelty burger, you can head to the Helton Burger Shack at what Major League Baseball stadium and maybe head to the Silver Bullet Bar for a beer afterwards?
Those hints. Do they still call it Coors Field?
Mike, you are correct. Coors Field. That is the home of the Colorado Rockies, and the Helton Burger Shack is named after former first baseman Todd Helton. Number two, champagne and Pimm's Cup are two alcoholic beverages always included on the menu at what annual tournament?
I'm hoping Pimm's is short for pimento, and don't they serve that at the Masters?
The Masters is incorrect, Mark.
Oh.
Pimm's Cup. I was thinking that would be short for Pimlico, but that would not be a tournament. That would be a horse race. Champagne and Pimm's Cup. Annual tournament. You didn't say golf, so it's not necessarily golf, although I think it probably is. Boy, I have no idea. I will just say the Pebble Beach Pro-Am.
That is incorrect. The correct answer is Wimbledon.
Oh, my God. I almost said that, too.
I was thinking that, but...
It gets its name from its alcohol content from Pimm's Number One, which is a British spirit. Number three. Back to Mike. In 2010, Dwight Howard and LeBron James remade an advertisement for McDonald's that originally featured what two other NBA stars?
I think I recall a commercial with Larry Bird and Magic Johnson.
Larry Bird and Magic Johnson is incorrect, Mark.
It's nothing but net. Larry Bird and Michael Jordan.
That is the correct answer for a 5-point rebound.
Nice.
Yeah, they were going all over the place, like throwing it off the ceiling, and it's good stuff.
Yeah. Yep. Off the scoreboard, off something, nothing but net. Number four, what has been the traditional cocktail of choice for nearly a century at the Kentucky Derby?
Mint julep.
Mint julep is correct for 10 points. Well done. And number five, what Dallas-based food chain saw former national spokesperson Troy Aikman make more money selling off his shares in one day than he did in his early years with the Cowboys?
Well, I can't think of any food business that is headquartered in Dallas off the top of my head. So based on that, I will challenge.
Mark, you have been challenged.
Oh, that's a good challenge, because I also can't think of any food business based in Dallas. And I also can't think of anything that Aikman was a spokesman for. Jeez, so Texas. I've only been to Texas once, and I can't think of anything. Oh man, how about we'll just pick a barbecue chain? How about Texas Roadhouse?
Texas Roadhouse is incorrect, Mike. You keep your 10 points for a successful challenge. The answer is Wingstop.
I don't know.
I've never heard of it. I guess we don't have them around.
There actually is a friend. Yeah, well, there's a franchise near me, but I could have sat here for 10 years naming places. I don't know if I would have gotten to that one.
Exactly.
Mike, you did pretty well in that one. You picked up 3 out of 5. Mark, we are to you in the second period. You have to choose between very presidential or kick out the jams.
I will go with very presidential.
Very presidential. These are 5 questions over athletes with presidential last names.
All right.
Number one, Hashan, HASEAN, is the first name of what former Packers and current Washington free safety that played his college ball at Alabama?
Ha-ha, Clinton Dix.
That is correct for 10 points. Number two, what 7-foot tattooed center in the NBA was born in New Zealand before joining the Pittsburgh Panthers and heading to the NBA?
I just looked up this guy not too long ago because I was like, I can't remember if he's from Australia or New Zealand. Stephen Adams.
Stephen Adams is also correct. His sister Valerie won gold in the shot put at Beijing and London and silver in Rio. And his dad was 6'11 and had 18 kids with five different women.
Wow.
So we know what his Olympic sport would be.
Yeah.
Mark, number three. What NBA star, still playing at 41 years of age, was once nicknamed Air Canada?
I was going to say Dirk Nowitzki, but I'm like, wait, no, he doesn't. That's not a presidential name. It's also not. He's German, not Canadian. Vince Carter.
Vince Carter's correct for another 10 points. So far, you're running the table. No jinx intended.
That's not true.
Number four. Lewis was the real first name of what legendary baseballer from the 20s and 30s with the Giants, Cubs, Dodgers, and Phillies?
Whoa. You did jinx me.
And that was Lewis, L-E-W-I-S.
Yeah, that's his first name. So obviously he's known by something else. And he has a presidential last name. Let's see. Boy, I have no idea. I feel like it's probably something that when I hear it, I'm going to be like, oh, yeah. Just because I can't. I'm going to go ahead and challenge Mike.
Mike, you have been challenged.
Well, he fits the criteria. I think Hack Wilson is a good guess. Yeah.
That is an excellent guess for 15 points. He still holds the record for 191 RBIs in a season.
Yep, good job.
Yeah, where did they get the extra one from? I grew up thinking it was 190, and then it got changed, I think, if I remember correctly.
That I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah. Well, maybe for your next show.
There you go. Ryan, get on that one. Number five, in the years between Arthur Ashe and James Blake, the most notable African-American male tennis player from the U.S., was what finalist at Wimbledon in 1996?
Huh. African-American finalist at Wimbledon in 96. I should know this. I watched a lot of tennis in the 90s. This is a male tennis player with a presidential last name. Huh. I'm going to be kicking myself when you say this name, too. I don't think it was Obama. let's just go with the president's name. I'll say Lucky Johnson. Johnson.
Johnson is incorrect. Mike?
Well, I guess because he's also the first president, the first one that came to mind. But I did think there was a good player with the last name of Washington. Is that possibly correct?
The correct answer is Malavia Washington. Well done for five points.
Right. Oh.
So, Mike, you did well in the second period. You picked up 50 points. Mark, you picked up 35. And after two periods and one intermission, it is 115 for Mark and 85 for Mike. Your second intermission question is NBA alliteration. We want you to name the four people among the NBA's 50 players, 50 greatest players, with the most career points, whose first and last names begin with the same letter. And while these guys try to figure that out, here's something to listen to. If you have a question or category suggestion, or you'd like to appear on the Sports Trivia Faceoff, always feel free to send an email to brent@sportstriviafaceoff.com or join the Sports Trivia Faceoff group on Facebook. We are back with the answers. These guys were trying to name the four people among the NBA's top 50 scorers whose first and last names begin with the same letter. Mark, let's start with you. What four names did you have?
I just had a third one pop into my head. So I only came up with, well, I got four. One I'm almost certain is wrong, but I start Moses Malone, Paul Pierce, George Gervin just popped into my head. And then I have Bill Bradley.
And Mike, what names do you have?
Well, we're going to score close because three of those four I have on my list. After crossing off Alvin Adams, my four are Bill Bradley, George Gervin, Moses Malone, and Jimmy Jackson.
Here are your answers. With 20,405 points and counting at number 42 is Joe Johnson.
Huh.
With 20,708 at number 40, George Gervin. With 26,397, Paul Pierce. And our top guy with 27,409, Moses Malone.
Well, so Mark, I can't believe I got all those right.
Mark, you picked up three. Mike, you picked up two. We are now at Mark with 130 and Mike with 95 with the third period to play. So, Mike, you are going to get to select first in the third period. And your categories to pick from are Y'all Are So Salty, Ich Bin Der Sport, and You Don't Know Butkus.
People are terrified of that one. It's been around for the past couple weeks.
I'll go with the first one, whatever the first category was.
Y'all Are So Salty?
Sure.
These are five questions about sports in Utah. Number one.
Okay. Mike seems thrilled.
I didn't know there were five. I thought there was just three.
Number one, drafted into the NFL in the ninth round 2 years later. What BYU quarterback won the Heisman Trophy in 1990?
Ty Detmer.
Ty Detmer is correct. Well done. Number two. On the opposite note, who was taken first overall in the NBA draft by the Bucks in 2005?
Is his name Bogut?
Bogut is correct. Andrew Bogut for another 10 points. Number three to Mike. Though he played most of his time with the team in a different state, whose numbers 7 and 44 have been retired by the Utah Jazz?
That's definitely a Pistol Pete Maravich.
That is correct for another 10 points.
I didn't know I knew so much about Utah.
Go figure, right? Number four. This is a bit of a long question. In addition to the Jazz, the use of a double Z in team names has become a common trait in Utah team names. Name any of the seven professional sports teams, major or minor league, apart from the Jazz, that have played in Utah since the 90s and have a double Z somewhere in their name.
Not too many words to choose from. I don't know this for sure, but Buzz sounds like a good name.
The seven teams are the St. George Pioneers, the Utah Blitz, the Utah Freeze, the Utah Cats, the Utah Stars, the Utah Grizzlies, and the Salt Lake Buzz. Very well done.
Nice work.
Thank you.
And number five, nicknamed the Riot, Rio Tinto Stadium, located in the city of Sandy, Utah, is the home stadium for what team?
Was it one of the seven you just mentioned with a double Z? Let's see. No hints. Let's see. What's the name of the stadium again?
Nicknamed the Riot, it's called Rio Tinto Stadium. RIOTINTO.
I'll say the... whatever the Utah soccer team could be, the Stars of Utah.
Stars of Utah is incorrect, Mark.
I believe it is the Utah soccer team, but they are Real Salt Lake.
That is the correct answer for a five-point rebound. Mike, you cleaned up on Utah sports. How about them apples, huh?
I just know I can't gamble there, I don't think.
Yeah. Mark, we are to you. You have Ich bin der Sport, or you don't know Butkus.
You know, people have been staying away from Butkus for a couple of weeks. I'm just going to go with that one.
You don't know Butkus. These are brought to you from listener Vinny Spano. So, Vinny, thank you very much. These are five questions about the Butkus Award, which is given to top linebackers.
All right. I'm glad Ryan didn't write this one.
Number one, in 1985 and 1986, the first 2 years the award was given out, the Downtown Athletic Club of Orlando gave the award to Brian Bosworth, who played at what Big 12 school?
He played at Oklahoma.
Oklahoma is correct for 10 points. It might have been Big 8 at the time.
I'm almost certain in the mid-80s it was still the Big 8.
Yeah. Number two, what future NFLer won the 2008 High School Butkus Award for Punahou High School in Honolulu, Hawaii?
So the only linebackers I know come from Hawaii because he played at my favorite college team, the University of Notre Dame, is Manti Te'o.
Manti Te'o is correct for 10 points.
Yes, he was awesome. He was awesome at Notre Dame.
Past broadcast. My sister and her husband both graduated from Notre Dame. So,
oh, is that right? Yeah, I didn't know that.
We try to root for Notre Dame whenever we can.
Yeah, my dad is a classic Subway alumnus who was born in New York City and French Canadian Catholic. And as kids, we always cheered for the Jesuit schools and whoever was Catholic schools. And so Notre Dame, BC, Villanova. I've lost my, I have a hatred for BC now because I went to University of New Hampshire. we never had to compete against Notre Dame. So I still am a big fan of Notre Dame football, especially.
And it used to be a big basketball school, but my oldest daughter graduated from St. Louis University, which is a Jesuit school.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a category a couple weeks ago about Catholic schools or religious schools of some sort. And some of the ones that were on there, I was surprised to learn, like Santa Clara in particular. I was like, really? That's a Catholic or Jesuit or whatever religious school. I had no idea.
Number three, what linebacker who played in the Big 12 and the AFC won the award in 2010 at the collegiate level and 2012 at the pro level before later winning Super Bowl MVP?
We just talked about watching this game earlier today, and I'm going to go with Von Miller.
Von Miller is correct for another 10 points. That's three in a row for you. Number four, with which two teams did Luke Kuechly win four different Butkus Awards?
I guess there's a Butkus Award for the pros. I didn't know that. He went to Boston College, and he plays for the Carolina Panthers. So those would be my two teams.
You are four for four on You Don't Know Butkus. You apparently do know Butkus.
Yeah, I guess I do know Butkus.
And number five, Manti Te'o, Jordan Hicks, Jalen Smith, Raekwon McMillan, and Malik Jefferson are all former high school Butkus winners who are currently in the NFL. Te'o is with the Saints, Hicks is with the Eagles, and Smith is with Dallas. Name either AFC team for which Raekwon McMillan or Malik Jefferson plays.
Why'd you have to ask me about those two? I knew the other three. I want to email Vinny and be like, God, come on. All right, so it's Raekwon McMillan. And what's the other guy's name?
Malik Jefferson.
You can tell I know this one. And they're in the AFC. It's not the Patriots. I know that for sure. I'm just gonna guess. Raekwon McMillan sounds familiar. I'm just going to go with the Bills.
The Bills is incorrect. Mike, can you pick up the rebound?
since I don't know either player, I'll just go, and I do watch a lot of NFL. I'll go with the team that I probably watch the least since they're terrible and they're far away. So I'll just guess the Raiders.
The Raiders is also incorrect. McMillan plays for the Miami Dolphins and Jefferson plays for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh.
Yeah. Could have picked one out of 16 teams. Just pick it out of a hat. I would have had just as good a chance. I heard of McMillan. The Patriots obviously played the Dolphins twice this year. I definitely heard his name. The other guy's name I hadn't heard.
After the third period, Mark, you have a 175 to 135 lead over Mike, a close 40-point game headed into the shootout. And the shootout works like this. In the shootout, both players take a shot at being the closest to the correct answer of three questions. If either player is closer on more questions than the other, they get 20 points. If a player is closer on all three questions, they get 50 points. If a player is within 10% of the correct answer on all three questions, they are awarded an extra 100-point hat trick bonus. Number one, the number of seasons Cal Ripken Jr. played in Major League Baseball. Number two, the number of centimeters high from the ground a table tennis table must be to meet regulation standards. And number three, the number of top 10 finishes for Dale Earnhardt Jr. through the Monster Energy NASCAR Championship Series events. That includes Winston and Sprint Cup stuff too. While these guys come up with their answers, here are a couple of announcements to listen to. Planning your own trivia event? Visit the Trivia Night Guy at TriviaNightGuy.com to purchase trivia questions in all categories for an event that will give your audience a challenging and fun night of trivia. We are back with these guys' answers. Let's start with Mike. The number of seasons Cal Ripken Jr. played in Major League Baseball.
All right, I'm fairly confident his last year was 2001. I couldn't remember if his first year was 1981 or 82. He was rookie of the year in 83. So I went with I just went with 20 seasons, 82 to 2001.
And Mark?
I tried to figure out how long his game streak was and kind of work backwards from there. And then I think I was misremembering numbers. And then I tacked on a few more because I was like, that doesn't seem like enough. And I said 17.
17. That is four off. The answer is 21 seasons.
Okay. 81 is his first year. Gotcha.
So, Mike, you were only off by one. Well done.
Nice job.
Number two, we'll start with Mark this time. The number of centimeters high from the ground a table tennis table must be to meet regulation standards.
So I thought roughly waist height is about a meter, which is 100 centimeters. So that's what I said, 100.
All righty. And Mike?
I went with 300. Because I really didn't. I just went threw it out there.
All righty, that's fair. The correct answer is 76. So, Mike, you weren't quite within the 10%, but you were closer with a difference of 24. Mike was a little further off than that. And, yeah, it's roughly...
I'm surprised it's not even a meter, you know? Like, I was trying to think, like, I play a ping pong, and it's waist high, and, like, that's, like, 40 right. inches roughly, and I guess I must be the people in the Olympics I see are a little shorter than I am.
It comes out to about 2.5 feet.
Yeah.
So now that you put it in those terms, it's like, yeah, that's about right.
Yep.
And number three, the number of top 10 finishes for Dale Earnhardt Jr. at the Monster Energy NASCAR Championship Series level. Mike, how many did you have?
I'm not a NASCAR fan, but I know he's been driving at least since his dad had his accident, because I remember he was in that race. So I just I know that was in 2001. I added a couple extra seasons, so I went with about six a year, and I came up with 118.
And Mark?
Yeah, he was a rookie in, I think, like 99 or 2000. He just retired after the 17 season. So I think he had more than six top tens a year. That doesn't seem like enough out of the 35 races. So I went with 220.
The correct number of top 10 finishes for Dale Earnhardt was 260.
Wow.
So, Mike, you were off by 142. Mark, you were only off by 40. Mark, you got two out of the three closer than Mike did, so you are awarded 20 points for the shootout. And we have a final score of Mark 195, Mike 135, but it was really a lot closer match than that score indicates. The shootout kind of widened things a little bit, but that was an excellent game, guys. Thank you very much.
Well done. Congratulations.
Yeah, Mark. Good job, Mike. That was fun. A couple of my guesses panned out, and I'll take it.
That's usually how it goes, especially with the shootout. You end up just kind of throwing a dart at a dartboard and seeing what number comes up.
Yep.
Mike, is there anything you'd like to say in closing?
I'll repeat my usual sentiments. Thanks to for the invite. Thanks to a more than worthy opponent, and I had a great time playing, and I look forward to my next appearance sometime later this year.
Excellent. And Mark?
Yeah, I just want to say thanks for having me on again, Brent. I had a great time. Nice work by Mike. That was a lot of fun. And yeah, I look forward to being on the show again sometime.
Excellent. And for Mike and Mark, this is Brent saying we will see you next time you download. And hopefully Aaron will be back with us next week. This has been the Sports Trivia Face-Off. Thank you very much for listening. The Sports Trivia Face-Off is hosted by Brent Bollmeyer and Aaron Barkley. Questions are written by Ryan Clefcorn Myers, and the Sports Trivia Face-Off is recorded, edited, and produced by Brent Bollmeyer. Number three, back to you, Mark. This Mike and Mark, this is going to get interesting. I will mess this up at least five times during this episode.
We'll keep you straight.
I mean, I'm ready whenever you guys are. I'm not going to...
Whenever you're ready, Mike, let me know, because I am racking my brain. That's and fine. I can't even come up with four. I can't even come up with four viable guesses.
All right, so I guess I'll say let's start right now then.
Yeah.